This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now, he's been on the road a lot. Is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And that is Dan Zimmerman. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. Good afternoon.
Before we get into our uproariously great review of things that have been popping up on the Truth About Guns, how was the event that you came down for? How did you find South Carolina?
South Carolina was beautiful. It was a little soggy. And there were tornadoes predicted for Thursday that never materialized, fortunately. But the organizers, listening to the meteorologist, unfortunately canceled the event for Thursday. But we had a beautiful day on Friday, and we had a nice day on Wednesday too. So it was a success, I would say.
Do any good stuff that you were looking to do?
Yeah, I shot some guns, and I talked to a lot of vendors, which is the biggest thing I wanted to do. Met some people selling some new products, and that we'll see some write-ups on the blog coming up. So yeah, it was good. Great. I enjoyed the Palmetto State.
Cool. All right. We don't have freezes like they do in Texas, too. By the way, just so you know,
we don't usually have freezes like they do in Texas either.
That's not true. Those were the old days. This is the new times now. The new times, Dan.
So anyway, climate change and all. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Speaking of new times, you got an article out there where California now has to reopen their assault weapon registry.
Yeah. They enacted a bill through which all owners of so-called assault weapons in the state had to register their firearms. And I want to say that the deadline was in 2018. Might have been around January 1st, but I can't remember. In any case, the California state government, being the government bureaucracy that it is, built a website for gun owners to do this, and it was about as successful as the Obamacare website was. In other words, it was a total disaster. It didn't work, and lots of people who tried to comply with the law couldn't. So a number of gun rights orgs, including the Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition, and I think Cal Guns maybe, sued the state, specifically Attorney General Xavier Becerra, one of the most assiduously anti-gun politicians in the history of the world ever. They won, and they got a settlement out of them through which they admitted that the site they built was a disaster, that it didn't work, which is probably more of a feature than a bug as far as they were concerned. In effect, made a whole lot of legal gun owners in California criminals by having firearms they already owned, preventing them from actually being able to register them and having them run afoul of the law that way. But now they're going to have to reopen the registry, fix the site, make it possible to actually register these things via paper, so that, you know, if their site is still a basically a dog's breakfast, they can actually fill out pick pen and put it on Dead Tree and fill it out that way, should they decide to actually register their rifles, which, it should be said, is only the case with a tiny minority of California gun owners. Most of them ignored the new law entirely.
Well, this is my question is this. Were they bringing these suits in order to, because it occurs to me that there might be a few people that might not comply with this registry anyway, in a, what do they call it, a civil disobedience, is that what they call it?
Yeah, exactly. And the vast majority ignored it entirely, had no intention of complying. But I think the motivation here was to show that the state was negligent in its attempts to provide people who do want to comply with the law, provide them with a working website and a method for actually registering their firearms. And I think they really mostly wanted to embarrass the state and make them look bad. And they succeeded wonderfully in doing that.
So when all these guys were filing suit with them, was this for them? Were they just giving them a bunch of junk, or what were they doing? Because it just seems to me that isn't it a little self-defeating?
No, I think they passed the state passed a new law, and the law required gun owners of certain types of guns to register them. Now, the state then has an obligation to provide a viable method for people to comply with law. Whether people choose to or not, some people will always choose to do that. And if they're going to pass a law, they have to then have the means for people who choose to comply and want to stay on the right side of the law, whatever merit there may be in that. They have to give people the ability to do so, and they didn't. So basically what they did was, here's the new law, you have to comply with it, and then they made it as difficult as possible for people to comply with it. And you just can't let something like that go unchallenged.
Right. So were you about to say something?
No. I finished my thought.
Yeah. Well, I find this interesting, and I wonder, do we know the numbers of how many people in California were first-time gun buyers last year?
Oh, I want to say the number was, I think it was 1.2 million is the number that I saw.
Out of California.
I believe that's correct, but I have seen so many of those numbers jump around. I know it was 8.4 million nationally. Maybe 1.2 million is a little high for one state, even the largest state in the union. I think it's safe to say hundreds of thousands.
Right. So I wonder if that's, you know, I don't. Do you really expect them to vote any different from the way they used to vote if they bought a gun?
I'm sure a few will, but I'm guessing the majority, the vast majority of them, will continue to vote as they always have.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah. But, look, we'll take every one of them we can get. If we can convert even just a few, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, I can see, I can see where we could say that. For those of you that wonder about where we get the stuff that we talk about, well, we pull it right off of the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thetruthaboutguns.com has been a resource of mine for many moons. Before I decided to do things with Dan, I used to go there on a regular basis. And that's because of they're very prolific as far as what they add to the website. And they add so much of the entirety of gun culture. They add the politics and the gun reviews and the recommendations and the, you know, how to reduce the stop, those kind of things. It's all there. Truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Dan Timmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Let's talk about Charles Pierce, shall we, Dan?
Yeah, he's an old friend of ours. He's a dedicated, longtime hater of guns and gun rights. And
he kind of looks like he would come in third place in a Martin Mull look-alike contest.
He does look very similar to him. But
yeah.
Well, he's straight off the set of Fernwood tonight, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He is doing what so many people in the media are doing since the Atlanta shooting. And, you know, we caught all kinds of trouble right after the Atlanta massage parlor shootings because we pointed out the fact that a lot of media outlets, and we quoted the Associated Press in particular, were jumping to the conclusion that the shooting was due to racism, white supremacy, and anti-Asian hatred. Even though the shootings had literally just happened, there was no one had spoken to the shooter yet. There's absolutely no evidence for that. And we pointed out, like we always do, that inevitably the initial media reports following any high-profile shooting are almost always incorrect.
Yeah.
They make all kinds of assumptions. And if you think back years, you remember that for a long time, every shooting, when it was initially reported, was likely a Tea Party member. Then it was no doubt an NRA member.
They started out that way anyway, right?
Exactly. They were always initially reported that way until later the reports changed when it was determined that it was just some wacko, that it was some broken person who was actually had left of center leaning. It was a Bernie supporter in the case of the congressional baseball shooting. Whatever it was, initial reports always indicated it was somebody right of center, and they were portrayed as some sort of far-right insurrectionist, NRA member, crazy person. Well, that was basically the same thing going on here. Everybody assumed that it was someone who hated Asians because these three massage parlors were largely staffed by Asians. Not entirely. I think there were two or three people who were killed that were non-Asians, I think, was the final tally. And when they caught the creature that did this and talked to him, they found out that the fact that they're Asian had absolutely nothing to do with it. This was some freak who called himself a sex addict and blamed the fact that these massage parlors apparently fed his addiction, or so he thought. And somehow, in his scrambled brain, he thought the best way to fix his problem was to kill the people who were servicing his needs, so to speak. So there you go. And the fact that the shooter has countered that initial narrative hasn't really mattered, because all you've heard ever since then, even from the president, even from the vice president, and even from this the laughable Charles Pierce, is that this
epidemic of Asian American violence and stuff, right?
Exactly. and then they lied the whole thing and say, well, whatever the killer's actual motivation was, the real problem, of course, is guns. And another angle that they've taken is the fact that the shooter bought his gun earlier that same day, so that's prima facie evidence that we need a waiting period on all gun sales in this country.
Oh, okay. Wow, did they bring that up in the 90s when they were proposing this? When we were going to have the instant background check, but at first it's going to take a while till that comes online. So, you know, you'll, there'll be a waiting period, and then it'll go to the instant background. When we made that segue, when all crime was going to stop.
I was not involved enough to remember now whether that was one of the proposals. Of course, one of the things that the House is considering is extending the 3 days that the FBI has to do a background check to 10 days to close the alleged Charleston loophole, which is not a loophole at all.
It's a check on the state.
So that if they drag their feet, at some point, the retailer can say, that's enough. They've had enough time to determine whether this is a good sale or not. The retailer can choose to turn the firearm over to the buyer if the FBI can't get off its rear end and make a decision.
I look at that, and before the show, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's that Tarani versus Ray case where they have been the FBI went and visited the FFL and said, we don't like who he associates with, even though he passed the background check, right? He passed the background check, and then he ended up not getting the gun because that FFL would not sell it to him. They've already got this little shadow banning thing going on in the FBI already.
Right, and the concern is if they extend the 3 day period to 10 days, that would result in a de facto waiting period because then the FBI could start to drag its feet on all decisions. And let's say maybe they wouldn't take 10 days, but maybe they take 3 to 5 days to turn around every decision on every background check, and that would in effect put a waiting period in place without actually passing legislation. That's the concern of gun owners.
Oh, gosh. So many things afoot right now. You can find this little blurb about Mr. Pierce on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. There's a reason I go there. Some of the things they talk about, nobody's talking about. Some of the things they cover, nobody covers. They have a very, and everything is in-house. They're not an aggregator. They are a creator. And that's, when you got people out there actually writing the stories and putting it together, that's the best brand there is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is touting the coronavirus vaccine rollout as 2.5 million Americans are getting this shot daily. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we need to keep our guard up regarding the coronavirus.
Some states and regions of the country, such as the Northeast and the Upper Midwest, are beginning to again see a significant rise in cases.
The White House is deploying a diplomatic team to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss illegal immigration in the United States. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the message is clear. This is not the time to come to the United States. Psaki saying parents should not be sending their children on dangerous treks to the United States.
Our alternative is to send children back on this treacherous journey. That is not, in our view, the right choice to make.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Sales of existing homes fell sharply in February. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes dropped 6.6% compared with January. Tight supply and rising prices sidelining many first-time buyers. The median price of a home sold last month was $313,000. A Republican congressman in New York is facing serious allegations.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Earlier in the show, I talked about the proposed Dianne Feinstein assault weapons ban, whereby literally everything is grandfathered in. But, you know, this would be something. They're always in it for the long haul. I guess they would probably not want to have a sunset provision. However, at The Truth About Guns, they have an article called The Fifth Stage of Grief. Tell me about this. What did you find out?
Well, it seems that at least some of the Democrats in Congress are concluding that short of nuking the filibuster, there's no chance of enacting an assault weapons ban in the Senate. They just are not going to dig up 10 votes among Republicans to pass such a thing. Isn't going to happen. So they're looking at, rather than trying to take one big bite and hit a grand slam, they're looking at the possibility of considering smaller bills that might actually attract some Republicans to move to that side, and things like background check or the alleged Charleston loophole fix, that kind of thing. And you know, those might be things that would attract, you know, a Pat Toomey or a Susan Collins or a Lisa Murkowski type person. But again, whether they would get 10 Republicans to vote for something like that in the Senate, that remains to be seen. But it certainly is more likely than an all-out assault weapons ban, especially one written by Dianne Feinstein.
What did you think about her when she wrote it, that everything is grandfathered in? And the things that, is identical to the one that passed, and it makes me wonder if they thought, well, you know, we passed this once before, maybe they'll be stupid and go for it again.
Yeah, they won't be, of course. Senator Chris Coons, who was quoted in our post, knows this. He's not insane. But the Democrats aren't stupid either. That's why there's no sunset provision. You know, the 94 one, the only way they got enough votes past that in 94 was to add a sunset provision and say, look, let's look at it again in 10 years. And, you know, the law will end. And the only way to continue would be to vote on it again. Well, 10 years later, after the Clinton ban, George Bush was in office. And I can't remember who was in control of the Senate at that time, but there was no way that was going to, number one, get through the Congress, and number two, Bush was going to sign that into law again. Everybody knew it.
Right.
And the Democrats tried to make it a, you know, a cudgel to hit Bush with and the Republicans, but it didn't really work because there was no good, there was no significant, support for an extension of the assault weapons ban then. And in fact, even the New York Times ran an article called the assault weapon myth. Because even they acknowledged that the assault weapons ban did nothing because so few actual crimes are used with guns that were covered under the 94 ban. You know, the vast majority of all crimes of any type involving firearms are committed by handguns. That's, of course, not what Dianne Feinstein would have you believe. That's not what the Civilian Disarmament Industrial Complex would have you believe. You know, if you listen to them, the streets were awash with weapons of war. They're fully automatic, and we've got machine guns spraying our city streets with lead left and right. Therefore, something must be done about this immediately.
I've been seeing all these people out there talking about, and you make mention of this in this article where you're talking about it would take 60 votes with the filibuster in place.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those that are, you know, in the media, they're all talking about, well, the filibuster's going to fall. But then again, we're talking about the media.
And, yeah, you know, cheerleaders for that. They want to see it fall.
Yeah. So while they're out there doing it, and you got Pierce and all these other guys out there thinking that this is going to happen, don't they have to have 60 votes to actually happen? Make that happen too?
I don't believe they do. I think they only need 51 votes because it's just a rule change in the Senate. However, and of course the balance of power right now is 50-50 in the Senate, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has said pretty categorically that he will not vote for that.
And I
believe Kyrsten Sinema said the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested to hear what John, Tester? He's a Democrat too, correct, from Montana?
Yeah.
What his position on it is. I have not seen what it is either way, because that's another state, another Democratic senator who represents a very red state now. So they apparently do not have the votes to get that done.
So even with, there's a lot of people who are making out like, you know, Manchin wanted background checks. You know, he had the Manchin-Toomey bill.
Yeah.
And they're saying, if you want that, you're going to have to come with us and nuke the filibuster. But I don't think Sinema, I think she actually enjoys going against the grain.
No, I think she does. I mean, Arizona is a not red, the kind of purplish red state these days. And they, of course, have two Democrat senators right now, one of whom is Mark Kelly.
The quiet Mark Kelly. The incredibly quiet Mark Kelly.
Yeah, he has been pretty quiet since being elected, hasn't he?
Yeah, he hasn't really done nothing.
No, there's no one more anti-gun than Mark Kelly. There's literally no gun control bill he will not vote for. Sinema seems to enjoy gigging Democrats and going against the grain. And this is apparently, and the filibuster is apparently one of the issues on which she is only too happy to buck the trend and not go with the rest of their party.
Well, I'm waiting to see what happens with that, because I almost believe that the Republicans want that to happen, that they want them to get rid of the filibuster.
Because
they play those games. Yeah, they'll use that for fundraising, and they'll use that to try to win it over when the thing comes, which is, that would be okay if I actually trusted them to actually try to do something to repeal some of this stuff. But that's not going to happen while Biden's still in office.
Right.
So I'm waiting to see what happens with this.
Yeah, they would have to get the Senate back, plus
the House,
the White House,
plus
yeah,
the presidency,
and the White House. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's too many things that have to happen. I do not want to see the filibuster fall at all.
No, and we'll see what we get, and we'll see what we see. For those of you, this article is, like I said, on the everything is being ripped from the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com, primarily because my man has been on the road a lot, and if I bring up something that he wrote last week or something, he might not remember the details, and I'm not going to embarrass him that way. But you can find it all right there, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with the soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Back with talking with Dan Zimmerman, and the gun control groups are really pressing to change this narrative coming out of Atlanta to make it a hate crime when this guy was an incel.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just a convenient narrative for them.
But listen, if this is the thing, I don't understand about gun control and gun controllers. You know, if gun control is such a smoking hot idea, why do we only push it when they feel like the wind is at their back and there's some nice blood underneath their tap shoes?
Because they love to wave the bloody shirt, and that's what they think gives them the moral authority to really scream for more limits on gun rights in this country when during normal times, quote unquote, when there isn't a high profile situation like that, there's very little real support for limits on Second Amendment rights. It's been shown over and over again, you know, a minority of people in this country think we need stronger gun laws. We've got 100 million or so gun owners in this country. We've got 400 and some million firearms in civilian hands. People just aren't in the mood for limits on the right to keep and bear arms. And we've just gone through a year. We've had over 21 million new guns sold and 8.4 million brand new gun owners. People who had never bought a gun before in their lives. And bought guns for the first time. And these aren't just old fat white guys. They're black people. They're Hispanic people. They're Asian people. They're all kinds of people who decided that you know, watching riots on TV and hearing their city council advocate for defunding the police, and I figured, look, I've got to be able to protect myself and my family because there's a very good chance that nobody else is going to help me do it.
So, given this proclivity they have to have to embellish, shall we say, or just let's just call it what it is, to lie about it. You know, don't you think, because this is the thing, you know, I'm in development for a TV show, right? I told you about that, right? So when I started shooting shows for this, they were like, well, is any of this time sensitive? And I got to thinking about that. Gun control has always been the same. They've always been after the same laundry list. There's no shifting in the narrative. There's always, and none of it has anything to do with actually, protecting the public. It has everything to do with making it inconvenient for law-abiding people.
No, exactly.
And this guy Long, this guy here, this incel, he bought his gun legally. He went through the background check system. H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446 would not have worked on him.
No, he went through, he was not a criminal, he was not a prohibited person, he did everything a legal gun owner is supposed to do. Now, there's no way to know that he was crazy when he did that, or that he had some insane idea that shooting up these massage parlor employees was going to somehow fix his sexual problem.
Yeah. It was going to remove he was removing the temptation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sure how that works now that he's in prison. This is going to be a wonderful situation. Exactly. The system, he complied with everything. The system worked exactly the way it's supposed to. The ATF, which is kind of a switch for them, given past track records in places like Sutherland Springs and Charleston and a few other places, they actually managed to do their job and correctly. This guy was entitled to buy a firearm, and he did. And so that's why our friends in the anti-gun coalition are jumping on it. Now, the problem is, if you bring up the fact that over the last 30 years, gun crimes, violent crimes of firearms, have dropped consistently to record lows, until 2020, while gun ownership has skyrocketed, that tends to go against their narrative. While they claim that gun violence is at epidemic levels in this country, that just doesn't even come close to being true. Even if you look at the 2020 statistics, that isn't anywhere near where we were in the late 80s and early 90s before gun rights started to expand across the country. More people were allowed to carry firearms. Fewer states were may issue and more were shall issue states. And now we have 18 or 19 constitutional carry states. You don't even need a permit to carry. All these changes over time have coincided with violent crimes involving firearms dropping to historically low numbers, and that's just extremely inconvenient for the gun controllers.
You know, one thing I would like to point out to them, because we've been locked down for a pandemic, mm-hmm. right? We've been locked down for a pandemic, but they always characterize gun violence as an epidemic, which an epidemic is worse than a pandemic. An epidemic is out of control infection. There's no way to get a handle on it, right? So if we were really having a gun, shouldn't we take them to task for their use of language and simply just point out, hey, that would mean that while I was walking out to get my mail, I got shot from three different directions. You know?
Are you saying that we should that their use of a term like epidemic is insensitive given what this country's gone through for the last year?
Oh, I couldn't care less about insensitivity. I just think it's stupid. I've always thought it was stupid. I mean, it's like, you're walking around and you're catching bullets. I mean, hey, what's going on? I was out and I caught a bullet. You know, I caught a shot. I caught a gunshot because of the gun violence epidemic.
Yeah. It's insane. So, what, 80 to 90% of the gun crime in this country is isolated to urban areas and small parts of urban areas that have historically been home to criminal and gang activity.
Yeah, drug deals, bad drug deals.
Exactly. I mean, every city of any size has neighborhoods like that, where you know, where people who don't want to get into trouble know that you don't go there, especially after dark. And you've got people there who do frequent it, and they are usually on the wrong side of the law.
You know,
and many of them are involved with gangs, and many of them sell drugs.
You want to know how John Farnham says to avoid a gunfight?
How?
He says, if you're at home in your bed every night at 10 p.m., you're going to avoid a gunfight. You're not going to get no trouble, and you're going to avoid a gunfight. And I was like, well, what about before 10 p.m.? He said, if your plans are to be home in your own bed at 10 p.m., you're going to avoid the gunfight. Just trust me on that one, because, you know, he walks around with 5 rounds still in his body. I mean, I would think he knows what he's talking about.
Stupid people doing stupid things at stupid times.
Yeah, so,
exactly.
I just find that whole thing the way they're always trying to shift the narrative and change the story and change the motive and all these other things. And
so they have to. They have to use misdirection, because if you look at the facts, as I said, if you look at two graphs, look at the graph of gun ownership in this country and the graph of violent crime. They go in opposite directions over time, and they've done that for the last 30 years.
Yeah, but last word on this. Every time they're out there looking for new gun control, doesn't that mean the old gun control failed?
Pretty much. Failed every time they try it.
Yeah, anyway. Glad you're back home. I'm glad it isn't frozen there. I'm glad that you came to South Carolina and you didn't get blown away by a tornado. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. Truthaboutguns.com. All that stuff we just talked about, some of the stuff I threw in there just for the conversation, because I like the conversation. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.